Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're following breaking news at 8 o'clock. Big delays on I-40 in Durham and also U.S. 64 in Zebulon. I'll show you the alternate routes.
Students are heading back to class today here at Zebulon Middle School after the school went on a code red lockdown Friday, this following multiple social media threats at Wake County Schools. We're going to tell you what school leaders are doing now to take action toward what's happening.
Plus, we are tracking breaking news at home and overseas, from a big crime scene at a local motel to an earthquake we learned within the last hour has killed more than 1,300 people in Turkey and Syria. We have you covered.
Thank you so much. I'm trying not to be too emotional.
Big night for Beyonce. She shatters a record at the Grammys. I don't think a lot of people are surprised by this. Went into that night thinking she was going to do that. So we will have much more on that and all the fabulous outfits they had on the red carpet. It was a good night last night.
It makes her the GOAT of the Grammys, doesn't it?
GOAT.
She's got the most ever.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us on your Monday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your routine here as we get started. A little different look, right? We got some sunshine with Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center. What a great way to start the week.
Absolutely. last week, but this week, much better. Durham showing lots of sunshine here. Temperatures are on the mild-ish side, 43. We're above freezing. Our winds are on the lighter side right now. It's 44 in Clinton, 45 in Fayetteville, 46 in Rocky Mount, and 41 in Roxborough. So it's a fairly pleasant start this morning, and between 10 and 15 degrees warmer than it was this time yesterday. Hour by hour, we'll hit the mid-50s by lunchtime. That was our high yesterday, but yesterday was cloudy, and we did have a little bit of patchy light rain in some of our eastern counties. Today, we're looking at sunshine with a high of around 60, and it continues to climb from here. I'll show you when we could see temperatures close to a record high. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02. Let's start with this breaking news we've been following this morning. A very rough morning commute with crashes around the triangle and some big delays. Starting off on I-40 eastbound at Highway 55, they still have that left lane blocked with a crash between 55 and the Durham Freeway interchange. A delay showing up right now, 45 minutes according to our live sensor updates, and that's between 15501 and the 885 interchange. I want to zoom in there and show you where those delays began. There's still between 40 or 54 and the 751 interchange leaving Chapel Hill, and it's backed up all the way out to 55. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from Highway 55, you'll be on the other side of those delays. Consider using 54 out of Chapel Hill down to the 55 interchange, and that will save you about 10 minutes according to the latest updates. Still seeing some lingering delays on the southbound side of the Durham Freeway or 885 because of an earlier crash right around the I-40 interchange. The delays now begin all the way back at 147 and extend down to I-40. That's going to be about a 10-minute backup overall compared to what you're usually seeing at this point in the morning commute. We'll head over to the east side of Raleigh where we have a crash that is still getting cleared from Newbern Avenue on the inbound side of Newbern Avenue heading away from 440 back towards Sunnybrook Road. That crash is right there at the Yonkers Road intersection. You can see some of the delays showing up there on the sensor readings. Now over to the eastern side of Wake County. We had an incident there in the median of 64 westbound just beyond the Green Pace Road Bridge. So leaving Zebulon heading out toward Lizard Lick Road. You can see there with those flashing lights at the top of the screen. Still an active scene. A 7-minute delay showing up right now overall from 96 out to Lizard Lick Road. If you use 97 to Lizard Lick Road and then pick up 64, you'll be on the other side of those delays. That should save you about 5 or 6 minutes. On the eastbound side of 64 now, this is heading away from Knightdale and Wendell back out toward Lizard Lick and Zebulon. We had an earlier vehicle fire blocking the right lane. Looks like that is cleared, but we're still seeing some lingering delays right around the 64 business interchange. Students are headed back to class this morning following a series of threats that forced lockdowns at 6 schools in Wake County. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now from Zebulon Middle School with how leaders there are addressing safety as we get this school week started. Laura.
Yeah, Jeff. Well, students are being dropped off to school here. We are seeing the Wake County Sheriff's Office here. We are seeing Zebulon Police back here again this morning. And it was just Friday when we were talking to parents outside that they were just desperate for answers, concerned and frustrated about what's going on. They say the threats made toward local schools have simply got out of hand, and school leaders agree as they now attempt to find solutions to put an end to this. On Friday, these 6 schools in Wake County were the target of multiple threats. 2 experienced experienced a code red lockdown, and it prompted early dismissal. Investigators now looking into the source of the threats, and they question who is making them and why. The board chair and superintendent for the school system say they are looking at ways to work with law enforcement agencies to create better safety measures and working with state lawmakers to see how to strengthen laws that address perpetrators. Parents have also been asked to secure their firearms and to talk with their students.
We have got to get to a point where people are held accountable for their actions, and even young folks need to understand how serious this kind of thing is.
And the Wake County Sheriff's Office is also encouraging parents to talk with their students again, but also monitor their social media activity, making sure that they are aware of what's going on. The Wake County Board of Education, they're going to meet tomorrow as well, and safety and security is going to be a big topic of conversation. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Zebulon.
And we're tracking some breaking news in Rocky Mount, where a motel became a crime scene overnight. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was at the Executive Inn on North Wesleyan Boulevard as police blocked off the parking lot and went in and out of a room. There were at least five evidence markers in the parking lot. Officers left the scene just after 4 o'clock this morning. We have made calls to learn more about what happened. We'll bring you any updates on air and online.
Also breaking news this morning, one person is in the hospital after a shooting at a Fayetteville bar. This happened at Jumpers on South Riley Road overnight. Police tell us a person was shot in the chest. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Investigators haven't said what led up to that shooting.
And we're continuing to follow that breaking news overseas. We've learned there are still thousands of people missing after a powerful 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit parts of Turkey and Syria overnight. The death toll rose to 1,500 in just the last few hours. Dozens of buildings collapsed in cities across the region. At least 20 aftershocks followed, some as strong as a 6.6 magnitude earthquake. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is ready to provide any and all needed assistance to Turkey and Syria.
China is responding to the U.S. decision to shoot down a suspected spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina. China's leaders call it, quote, a serious violation of international practice. Top congressional leaders will meet tomorrow to discuss the balloon before a full U.S. Senate briefing next week. President Biden ordered fighter jets to shoot it down near Myrtle Beach on Saturday. This video shows the moment that happened. China says it was a civilian research balloon that blew off course. U.S. intelligence officials don't buy that story. They say it's one of several surveillance balloons sent over the U.S. in recent years.
A firefighter and four others are injured after a fire in North Raleigh. The fire ripped through an apartment complex on Prince George Lane yesterday morning. The firefighter was hurt when part of a ceiling fell. None of the injuries were serious. At least 20 people are now out of a home. People who live in the complex shared with WRAL the moment firefighters arrived and urged them to get out.
We heard some sirens and some other people yelling outside. And then they banged on our door. You saw a bunch of flames coming out of the roof over here. Then it skirted the attic.
So scary. It's not clear what started that fire. The Red Cross is helping the people who were forced out of their homes. Well, you might see some big machines today outside NC State's Carter-Finley Stadium. That is where you are looking live right now. They arrived this morning to make the ice for the Carolina Hurricanes' first time hosting an outdoor game. This is going to be fun. The Canes are taking on the Washington Capitals February 18th. The outdoor matchup has been in the works for years, but is only now finally taking place. As for finding tickets, well, good luck. The cheapest ones available are more than $330.
Beyonce is cementing her place as one of the most award-winning musical artists of all time. She now holds the title for most wins ever at the Grammys. And Mark Barger shows us she wasn't the only big winner at last night's awards show.
Harry Styles!
A super fan from Canada announced Grammy's top prize Sunday night, Harry's House, winning Album of the Year for the British singer.
There is no such thing as best in music. This is really, really kind. I'm so, so grateful.
The show closing honor, one of three for Styles, including the night's first. But in between,
we are witnessing history tonight.
It was a coronation for the Queen. Beyonce became the Grammy's most decorated artist ever with 32, after Renaissance took Best Dance Electronic Music Album.
Thank you so much. I'm trying not to be too emotional. And I'm trying to just receive this night.
Beyonce won 3 other Grammys before she even arrived at the show. Traffic delays meant host Trevor Noah presented a belated trophy for Best R&B Song.
I was shocked to find out that traffic could stop you. I thought you traveled through space and time.
A stunned Lizzo celebrated her Record of the Year win for About Damn Time, and she still took a moment to salute the Grammy legend.
You clearly are the artists of our lives. I love you.
Lizzo and Beyonce both came up short, though, for Song of the Year.
Just like that.
A clearly shocked Bonnie Raitt also beat out the likes of Styles, Adele, and Taylor Swift for the award.
I'm so surprised. I don't know what to say.
Unholy.
Also overwhelmed was Kim Petras. Together with Sam Smith, they won Best Pop Duo or Group Performance for Unholy.
Sam graciously wanted me to accept this award because I'm the first transgender woman to win this award.
A milestone adding to a historic night.
Thank you so much to the Grammys.
Mark Barker, NBC News.
In our next half hour of news, we will ask Entertainment Tonight's Kevin Frazier about the big takeaways from this year's Grammys.
Oh, that's going to be good. Well, asking a single question could win you free food from Cracker Barrel for a year. But as we'll show you next, it's not one that you want to ask lightly. Plus,
we need you to leave now.
The reason for that stark warning overnight from first responders, days after a train derailed near a small Ohio town.
And we're on track for some warmer weather. We could see nearly a record high Thursday, followed by a front that'll bring us our best chance of rain all week. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
It is 8:15 right now on your Monday morning in Pinehurst Resort and Country Club, home of the famed Pinehurst number 2. Won't be long now, 2024 in June. They'll be playing the U.S. Open there. And of all the shades that we have seen of that with the fog and the rain lately, that's my favorite shade right there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Those blue skies.
Oh, yeah. So pretty all across the viewing area right now. Sunshine is back. We're going to see a much milder week this week. Nearly a record high for us on Thursday. And then our next front comes Thursday night into the day on Friday. And that's going to set us up for some colder air behind it just in time for the weekend. So enjoy. We have at least 3 solid days of nice mild temperatures and sunshine. And then we'll see some deterioration of that during the day Thursday. Goldsboro, Durham, Apex, Chapel Hill, all looking beautiful right now. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Look at all these beautiful days to get outside. 60 today, 62 Tuesday, 69 Wednesday. I put Thursday on there because it's going to be warm. And the first half of the day Thursday right now looks just fine. Keep checking back if you have plans to be out on Thursday, and we'll be fine-tuning the arrival of that rain. You can see the exit of the little bit of rain that we saw yesterday in our eastern counties, and high pressure building in. High pressure brings sinking air, drying conditions, and it's not conducive to rain or thunderstorms. But we'll start to see another system developing back to the west that will arrive here on Thursday. So we'll push it ahead to Wednesday. And you can see that really taking shape across East Texas and across parts of the plains and the Midwest. High pressure moves on out to make way for this system. This is Wednesday at 5 p.m. Wednesday, we're still nice and dry. Thursday morning, we're dry. But watch what happens during the late afternoon into the evening. You can see by the evening commute, it may be at least a little bit wet. And then same thing on Friday morning, there's 6 a.m., but it's Friday afternoon and evening that we may see some of the heavier rain and the possibility of a few scattered thunderstorms. That moves out Saturday morning, and we may end up seeing it changing over to snow in the mountains as it moves out of our area. 30% Thursday, 80% on Friday, so we have a good chance of seeing some of that late week rain. And of course, our temperatures will fall behind that from 72, which is going to be close to a record. As a matter of fact, coming up, I'll show you how close to a record we'll see on Thursday. And then temperatures starting to drop a little on Friday, and then we're back to normal for this time of year on Friday and Saturday and Sunday with highs in the mid-50s and overnight lows back down to nearly freezing. Brian?
817, a new crash in the past couple of minutes. This is on 87 southbound, right around the Hodge Road area. You can see right there at the interchange. That's where the traffic delays end. Once you get out toward New Hope Road, everything's moving along well. But between the Wendell Falls Parkway and Smithfield Road interchanges, you're going to run into some very heavy backups this morning. Latest sensor update indicates a 14-minute delay on 87 southbound. Consider using 64 Business as a good alternate route. Still tracking these delays in South Durham. They still have that left lane blocked on 40 eastbound as they work to clear a crash from the 55 interchange. Still looking at a more than 40-minute backup between 15501 and Chapel Hill out toward the 885 interchange. Taking a look at the map right now, you can see the delays still persisting between 54 and 751. Slow through Fayetteville Road all the way out to 55. Consider using 54 to 55 as a good alternate route pickup 40 eastbound from there. Also still seeing some lingering delays on 885 southbound with an earlier crash right around the I-40 split. Those backups begin around 147 and continue all the way down toward I-40. Around the rest of Wake County, we're still tracking delays as you head between Zebulon and Knightdale on 64 westbound. In the median there at the top of the screen, you still see the activity. The good news in the past few minutes is that the delays seem to be shrinking a little bit, now looking at about 3 minutes of backups according to the latest sensor update. Also still seeing a little bit of an eastbound delay as you head through the Lizard Lick Road interchange heading away from Knightdale out toward Wendell and Zebulon.
And we're following some breaking news in the WRA Live Center. A magnitude 3.8 earthquake hitting the community just outside of Buffalo, New York. It's rattling some of the suburbs up there. You can see right how the U.S. Geological Survey has the epicenter with that star right there in the middle. And you can see the circles around exactly where this happened. To give you an idea of what a 3.8 magnitude quake looks like, we're going to make this picture full. This is from a Nest camera inside somebody's home in West Seneca, New York, not far from Niagara Falls. When this earthquake hit, you can see a little while ago, you can see it's going to shake. That's what a 3.8 magnitude quake is like. Right now, no reports of any major damage or, of course, any injuries.
That is some good news. Thank you, Ken. A winter storm is causing travel issues for people in some parts of California. Snow is blanketing roads across the Sierra Mountains, creating dangerous conditions on major interstates. Clearer skies are expected this morning with some valley fog possible. The rest of the week is expected to be dry and almost 60 degrees.
We're working to learn what led up to a deadly crash in Cumberland County. At least one person died in the crash yesterday afternoon on NC 87 at Doc Bennett Road. WRL Breaking News Tracker found at least three badly damaged vehicles at that scene. Troopers and emergency workers were on the scene for hours.
Work is underway right now to stop a massive explosion at the site of a train derailment that happened right along the border of Ohio and Pennsylvania. And first responders are urging people nearby to get out while they still can.
We need to get everybody who remained within that mile radius or decided they needed to come back within that mile radius. We need you to leave now.
Officials say one of the tanker cars that derailed contains chemicals that could explode. That would send toxic fumes into the air. The reason for the derailment is not clear, but investigators say there was a mechanical failure warning right before that crash happened on Friday. The National Guard has been called in to help with the evacuation. Schools in the area are closed today.
New this morning, Pope Francis is doubling down on his condemnation of laws that criminalize gay relationships.
People with homosexual tendencies are children of God. God loves them. God is walking with them. But to condemn someone like this is a sin. To criminalize someone for homosexual tendencies is an injustice.
The Pope made the comments alongside Anglican and Presbyterian leaders. They were flying back after a visit to South Sudan, which is one of 67 countries with laws banning homosexuality. This is the second time in 2 weeks Pope Francis has spoken against those laws.
Well, parents, mark your calendars. The Kids Exchange Consignment Sale is holding a big sale this week in Raleigh. Sellers will start dropping off items today. The public sale starts on Friday and goes on until Sunday. On Sunday, many items will be half off. This is video from a previous year. It all takes place at the NC State Fairgrounds. Admission is free.
Super Bowl is Sunday, and there's a lot to do before the game kicks off. Both Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles have arrived in Arizona as of yesterday. The teams have a week of preparation and media events lined up. Today is media day officially at the Super Bowl. You can watch Super Bowl 57 on Fox 50 Sunday night.
Well, if you're looking to propose to your significant other, Cracker Barrel is making you an offer this Valentine's Day. The restaurant chain says it'll offer five couples free meals for an entire year. But here's the catch. You have to get engaged at the restaurant. You'll also need to post a video of the moment to Instagram explaining why you chose to propose there. Maybe the biscuits? I don't know. The window to make that post is between February 10th and the 16th. Jeff? I have not been proposed to yet, and when I do get that proposal, better not be from Cracker Barrel. Sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry. I mean, come on, really?
Not even in the gift shop or on those nice rocking chairs? I mean,
listen, they have good biscuits, they have good food, but you didn't propose to your wife at Cracker Barrel, did you?
No.
No.
That's why she said yes. But potentially. I don't know. Maybe? I don't know. She may have gone for that. NC State's Carter Finley Stadium is getting a lot icier right now. Still ahead, Michael Grace takes us there with today's big step towards putting the ice down.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Good Monday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We are following some major traffic backups on I-40 in Durham. Brian Schrader is here with the latest. Brian.
We still have that left lane of 40 eastbound closed right there at the Highway 55 interchange, and a lot of traffic trying to squeeze through there as they work to get a crash cleared. Big delays leaving the Chapel Hill area. About a 35 to 40 minute backup showing up right now on the sensors. Consider using 54 to 55 as a good alternate route. Some improvement coming in from Zebulon on 64 westbound. An earlier crash right around the Lizard Lick Road interchange appears to be well in the clearing stages, but on the southbound side of 87, the Knightdale bypass, watch for a crash around Hodge Road. We're seeing a 20-minute delay coming in from Wendell.
It's pretty out there. We have clear skies. Take a look at Sanford. Beautiful sunrise here in progress, and it's not too cold. Our temperatures heading out the door, mostly in the 40s. We're seeing plenty of sunshine. We had a little bit of cloud cover early this morning, but it's all sunny out there right now. Begging for a nice walk with the dog. Temperatures are in the 40s right now, but we'll climb to 56 at lunchtime. We'll see 60 for a high today, and if you're walking the dog after 5 o'clock, we're still in the 50s.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. Students are headed back to class this morning in Wake County after six lockdowns at schools across the district on Friday. Several schools, including Zebulon Magnet Middle, dismissed early because of reports of threats. No one was hurt, and officials say the threats were not credible. Coming up ahead on today, how to use everyday cooking tools in unexpected ways.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking now on Fox 50, terrifying new video is giving us a new look at an overnight earthquake overseas as the death toll tops 1,500.
And I'm tracking breaking news, big delays in Durham and also in Knightdale. I'll show you the big backups and how to get around them.
The big chill is coming. It's about to get icy at Carter Finley Stadium with a big delivery that just arrived this morning. We'll tell you what it is in place to do, and good things are ahead. And to say that with the temperatures going in this direction, kind of
right.
Confusing oxymoron right there. I want to thank you for joining us right now at 8:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. I feel like we've been talking about the Stadium Series game for so long. Mm-hmm. It's finally here, and we have some temperatures in like the 60s. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here. I mean, she's got her hands like this. She's like, hey, what do you want me to do? It's what it is, right?
You know, they can do some magical stuff, you know, with cooling systems, but maybe they'll wait until the weekend when it gets a little bit cooler. I don't know. It's beautiful in Zebulon this morning. Take a look. This is their historic town hall, looking gorgeous, 43 degrees. Our winds are fairly calm, at least at the moment, but it's been a little breezy out there this morning. It is 41 in Roxborough now, 46 in Rocky Mount, 43 in Raleigh, 45 in Fayetteville, and 41 in Southern Pine. So it's been a fairly pleasant start this morning. You know, we're not down into the 20s like we were Saturday morning. And our temperatures are anywhere from around 10 to almost 15 degrees warmer than they were yesterday. So starting that climb. We hit mid-50s yesterday for the high. We'll see that by lunchtime, climb to around 60 this afternoon. And the evening still stays mild in the 50s. From here, our temperatures keep climbing until the end of the week. I'll show you when the next front comes that'll drop our temperatures and bring us some rain. Coming up, Brian.
Here at 8:32, we are still following big delays in Durham on I-40 eastbound. Here's the crash right around the Highway 55 interchange. It's blocking that left lane. You can see they don't have a tow truck or anything out there yet to clear it up. Durham police are out there on the scene moving all that traffic over into the center and right lanes. We're still looking at delays of between 35 and 40 minutes as you head away from Chapel Hill from 15501 out toward the 885 interchange. As we zoom into that area, the delays have built on back toward 54 now through 751. Fayetteville Road out to Highway 55. Use 54 to Highway 55, and then from there pick up 40 eastbound, and you should be on the other side of those backups. Look out for some heavy delays on the southbound Durham Freeway as well this morning because of an earlier crash right around the I-40 interchange, and you can see those heavy backups from the 147 merge all the way down through TW Alexander and Cornwallis Roads. Want to head over to Knightdale where we have a crash on 87 southbound right around the Hodge Road area, and you can see that center lane is blocked right now. State trooper on the scene helping get all that traffic in the left and right lanes to get around it. A 20-minute delay showing up right now, according to sensor readings. Backups begin around the Wendell Falls Parkway area and extend through Smithfield Road 540 all the way out toward Hodge Road. So give yourself that extra time coming in from Knightdale. Consider using 64 Business as a good alternate route heading back toward Raleigh.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Students are headed back to class this morning following a series of threats that forced lockdowns at six schools in Wake County. Laura Levine joins us from one of those schools, Zebulon Middle, with how leaders are addressing safety.
And as students are back in class today, right now we are seeing more security here at Zebulon Middle School. We are seeing the Wake County Sheriff's Office back on campus today. And it was just Friday when we were here standing outside the school with dozens of parents who were concerned and frustrated. They say the threats made toward local schools have simply gotten out of hand, and school leaders agree as they now attempt to find solutions to put an end to this trend. On Friday, these six schools in Wake County were the target of multiple threats. Two experienced a code red lockdown, and it prompted early dismissal. Investigators are now looking into the source of the threats, and the question is who's making them and why. The board chair and superintendent for the school system say they are looking at ways to work with law enforcement agencies to create better safety measures and working with state lawmakers to see how to strengthen laws that address perpetrators. Parents have also been asked to secure their firearms at home and to talk with their students. The Wake County Sheriff's Office is also encouraging parents to make sure that they monitor their students' social media activity. The Wake County Board of Education is holding a meeting tomorrow where they plan to discuss more about safety and security on school campuses. Laura Levine, WRL News, Zebulon.
We're also tracking breaking news in Rocky Mount, where a motel became a crime scene overnight. WRL Breaking News Tracker was there at Executive Inn on North Wesleyan Boulevard. That's where police blocked off the parking lot and went in and out of a particular room. There were at least five evidence markers we saw in the parking lot. Officers left the scene just after 4 a.m. We've made calls to learn more about what happened there, and we'll bring you any updates we get on air and online.
And we're following this breaking news. The search for survivors is growing in Turkey and Syria after a powerful earthquake killed more than 1,500 people. You saw that building just come down there. New video shows the strength of this 7.8 magnitude quake. Crews have been working throughout the day to find people trapped in the rubble of buildings that have collapsed. Dozens of strong aftershocks have followed after that earthquake struck at about 4:17 a.m. local time. That happened about 8:17 last night here. The White House says it is prepared to send the countries any help they may need.
China says the decision to shoot down a suspected spy balloon caused a serious setback in its relationship with the U.S. The Chinese government released a statement last night expressing, quote, strong dissatisfaction and protest to the move. This video shows the moment the balloon came down. China says it was for civilian use and it entered U.S. airspace by accident. The U.S. intelligence officials say it was being used for surveillance. President Biden says he wanted to shoot it down sooner, but the Pentagon advised him to wait until it was over water.
President Biden was decisive. He took the military's advice that the best time to do it, mostly because of public safety, was when this thing was over water, and it was taken out.
He allowed a full week for the Chinese to conduct spying operations over the United States, over sensitive military installations.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken was supposed to be in Beijing today for the first high-level visit by a U.S. official in years. That visit was abruptly canceled this weekend.
Following some breaking news overseas, more deadly violence between Israelis and Palestinians. Israel's military announced this morning that it killed several gunmen in a shootout at a Palestinian refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. The military says it was trying to arrest people planning on an attack on the Israelis. And this is one of the deadliest periods in recent years for the region. Just last week, a separate raid left 10 Palestinians dead. The next day, a Palestinian killed seven people at an Israeli synagogue.
Two men charged with murder in Franklin County are due in court this morning. 18-year-old Gavin Miller and 19-year-old Dylan Piper both face charges of second-degree murder. Both face those charges in the death of 19-year-old Hamilton Woods Jr. The sheriff's office says a fight spilled out of control and one of the men shot Woods Jr. last month. Miller and Piper are being held on $5 million bond.
And police are still not saying much about a deadly late-night shooting in Durham. Here's what we know this morning. Officers responded to the intersection of Fay and Juniper Street just before 8 p.m. They say that's when they found a man who had been shot. He later died at the hospital. Police have not said what led up to that shooting or announced any arrests.
And happening now in the WRA Live Center, Wall Street expected to open in the red this morning after a strong start to the year. Stock futures are any indication. Taking a look at the big board this morning, all the major indices are in red, including the Dow off more than 200 points. Now, to start this trading week, investors are waiting for a speech from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. What he says will no doubt have an effect on the markets. We'll just have to wait and see how that plays out. Also, major earnings reports are due out this week from companies like Disney, Lyft, and Uber. We'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of local news on Fox 50.
You might see some heavy-duty ice artillery outside NC State's Carter-Finley Stadium today. That's the site of the Carolina Hurricanes' upcoming, highly anticipated outdoor matchup. WRL's Michael Grace is outside Carter-Finley to explain.
Yeah, well, we've got the NHL's mobile refrigeration unit right behind me, a 53-foot trailer that's got all the equipment needed to make and monitor an NHL-ready rink. We're going to be transforming the gridiron of Carter-Finley Stadium into hockey paradise. And all that equipment is going to make sure that ice is at least 2 inches thick, 22 degrees at all times. Don't want any melting. That has been a problem with the NHL Stadium Series in the past. But honestly, at this point, I think the Canes are ready to play on any surface they want. They are the hottest team in the NHL since December 1st. In that span, they have 22 wins. There are nine other teams in the NHL that don't even have 22 wins on the season. So I think that the Washington Capitals better be ready come February 18th at 8 p.m. when the Stadium Series game is going to be going on. It's going to be a great night and a memorable one for hockey fans all across North Carolina. At Carter-Finley Stadium, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
I, for one, can't wait for it. Get special jerseys ready to go for that matchup and all. It's going to be cool.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Close call at the airport after two planes came within 1,000 feet of one another.
Southwest abort. FedEx is on the go.
Up next, what investigators think caused the two aircraft to nearly crash on that runway.
Plus, a stark warning about the future of animals and plants here in the U.S. Just how many species scientists think are at risk of extinction, including here in our state.
And our team is tracking that warm-up in the week ahead. Elizabeth Gardner will show us when it arrives in your seven-day forecast as you look live right now at North Hills.
8:44 on your Monday morning. Take a look at this. You're looking live at Lake Gaston. Some beautiful blue skies. This is what we have been waiting for. We have some pretty nice weather ahead for us this week. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with a look at what we're going to be seeing today. Elizabeth,
you might be tempted to get out on the lake with a jacket on Thursday, but it's also likely to be a little wetter toward the end of the day. But we're going to see temperatures climbing up to around 70 degrees. Look at this beautiful sunshine here in Zebulon, looking gorgeous. This is a look at their beautiful historic town hall. 43 is our temperature right now. We'll climb into the mid 50s by lunchtime. That was our high temperature yesterday. We'll climb to around 60 for the high today. So a little bit warmer with lots and lots of sunshine. 45 right now in Fayetteville, 47 Goldsboro, 47 South Hill, 43 in Roxboro. Our temperature as we get into the 9 and 10 o'clock hour will really start to climb quickly. It's been a little bit of a slower warm up, of course, as the sun is creeping up, starting to warm things up. 61 in Fayetteville, 59 Goldsboro, 60 in Raleigh, 58 in South Hill. This is a look at our high temperatures for this afternoon. And you can see the warm up continuing by looking at our color contours here. This is a look at how far above normal will be, the yellows and the reds and the oranges above normal, the blue below normal. But it really gets cranked up by Wednesday and Thursday, as you can see those almost pink colors beginning to show up. How does that translate into real numbers? Well, our normal high is 54. We'll see 62 tomorrow, 69 on Wednesday, and 72 on Thursday. If you're really looking to have a pleasant experience outside this week, I would go with Wednesday, because Thursday will cloud up and we could see some showers by the end of the day. Friday looks like a wet day. 66 doesn't look bad, but it does look like it could rain for most of the day on Friday. 72 on Thursday, the record 74, and in Fayetteville, 73 with a record of 75. So we'll just be a couple of degrees from records on Thursday. It's possible that we could reach a record, but at least we'll come close. And that may continue into next week as well. Now, we'll take a little bit of a break over the weekend behind Friday's system that'll bring us rain and maybe even a few thunderstorms. We'll drop back closer to normal in the mid-50s. But we get into Valentine's week starting on the 13th, and we have a good chance of above normal temperatures again. So I don't know who's doing this. Who is doing this to us, Brian Schrader? Where's our snow?
The Anti-Snow League is doing okay so far. Hey, let's head out to the south side of Durham at 8:45, because I'm going to get you an update on these delays we're tracking on 40 eastbound right around 55. They have a tow truck now on the scene as they work to get this crash cleared. And it looks like not only do we have the left lane blocked, but maybe that center lane is blocked as well. Looking at almost 50 minutes of delays coming in from Chapel Hill this morning on 40 eastbound. Those backups solid from 54 through 751 Fayetteville Road out to 55. Still looks like 54 to 55 is going to be your best alternate route. And then from there, you can pick up 40 eastbound on the other side of that crash and those closures. We're also still tracking some delays on the southbound side of 885. And those delays begin around 147 down through Ellis Road, TW Alexander, Cornwallis, all the way out toward that I-40 split there. So allow some extra time. This is adding up to about 10 extra minutes leaving the downtown area toward I-40. Not really seeing big problems on the East End Connector section, though. This mostly is south of the 147 merge. When I head out tonight, Dale, get you an update on the backups on 87 southbound around Hodge Road. An earlier crash that was blocking the center lane has been pushed over to the median now. Still looking at some delays, though, from the 64 Business Interchange down toward Hodge Road. About a 16-minute backup overall. Still might want to consider using 64 Business as an alternate route.
New on Fox 50, a dire warning this morning from scientists about extinction. NatureServe, a conservation research group, found that 40% of all animals in the U.S. are at risk of going extinct. The same study found 34% of plants are also at risk, including the Venus flytrap, native to North Carolina. Researchers analyzed data from over 1,000 scientists spanning 5 decades, and they say you can help by supporting local organizations that protect wild places and conserve species.
Two men charged in the brutal murders of 6 family members in California are expected to make their first court appearance early this week. Authorities arrested on Angel Uribate and Noah Beard in an overnight raid and gunfight on Friday. They're charged in the execution-style murders last month, which included the killing of a teen mother and her 10-month-old baby. The arrest came after a manhunt that lasted nearly 3 weeks.
The suspects and the victims have a long history of gang violence, heavily active in guns, gang violence, gun violence, and narcotics dealings. However, having said that, the motive is not exactly clear at this point.
Authorities say Uriante was hurt in a shootout with federal agents. He is expected to survive.
Preparations are underway at our nation's capital, where you are looking live right now for the annual State of the Union address. President Biden will deliver that speech tomorrow. In the meantime, crews are putting up a fence around the Capitol building as a safety precaution. This fencing has gone up several other times in that area since the January 6th riot, including for last year's State of the Union. Tomorrow's address is at 9 p.m. You can watch it on WRAL.
Federal investigators are headed to Austin, Texas today after a close call on the runway. It started with this call from air traffic control at the city's international airport.
Confirm FedEx 1432 heavy clear to land on 18 left. FedEx 1432 heavy, that is affirmed, sir. 18 left, you are clear to land. Traffic departing Pulaski route to 737.
Controllers cleared a FedEx cargo flight to land, but also cleared a Southwest flight to take off from that same runway. The two flights came within 1,000 feet of each other before the FedEx flight aborted its landing. A similar close call happened just weeks ago at JFK Airport in New York. A preliminary report on the aborted landing in Austin could come in about 2 weeks.
Black Business Week is now underway in Durham. The Greater Durham Black Chamber of Commerce is organizing the event. Each day, there'll be opportunities to help promote black-owned businesses. There will also be chances for business owners to learn more about resources available to them. According to Discover Durham, there are more than 130 black-owned businesses in the Bull City. More American workers are returning to the office. New research suggests half of all employees are now back in the office for the first time since the pandemic. Researchers looked at those levels in 10 major cities. Some employees are still using the hybrid work model, although many say they prefer to continue working from home. Some major companies have made it clear they want them in the office at least a few days a week.
Well, if you didn't already think that iPhones were expensive enough, Apple's newest models might be even pricier. Bloomberg is reporting the company is weighing whether to introduce a new Ultra model. It would cost more than the iPhone Pro and Pro Max models. The report suggests the Ultra iPhone could be released as soon as next year. It's not clear exactly what it would look like beyond a larger display.
Twitter is also raising its prices. The company is reportedly considering charging big name brands $1,000 a month to keep their gold checkmark status. Those that choose not to pay the fee will have their checkmark taken away. Twitter says that symbol can increase the reach of a business on its platform. It's not clear when the change would take effect.
Go play the lottery. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is expected to be the fifth largest ever. Since no one matched all six numbers drawn on Saturday night, tonight's prize now tops $747 million. You can watch it on WREL at 11 p.m. No one has won the Powerball jackpot since November 19th. The all-time record was $2.4 billion. That was just 2 weeks before that. The winning ticket was sold in California. It has not been claimed yet. They have a year to claim their ticket.
They are taking their time for certain. Yeah. Meantime, concern is growing over an escaped owl from the Central Park Zoo in New York City. A bird expert warns the owl named Flacco cannot survive on its own in the wild. People have spotted Flacco several times, flying on Fifth Avenue and in Central Park since he broke free on Thursday. A zoo official says it appears someone vandalized Flacco's enclosure and the bird was able to escape from that. Many bird watchers say they are concerned because the owl has yet to eat any of the food park rangers have left out for him, trying to coax him down from the trees. So leave a little cracker trail and get him back to his
I mean,
enclosure.
Come on, come down. That's sad, though. I mean, it's not used to being in the wild, so clearly it doesn't really know what to do. It has a lot of freedom, but it's not meant to, you know, it's used to the zoo and it's used to being handled and fed and, you know, whatever. So
yeah, it can't survive on its own, especially this time of year. It's terrible.
Cold.
So hope he gets back.
Yeah.
Now, before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers right now. We will get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.